Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2:5-8. The faith and continued devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ by the church in Colossae gave joy to the Apostle Paul. While he was not always with them in the flesh, he was always with them in spirit. This passage of Scripture offers a commendation and also a warning to this faithful church. They were praised for their steadfastness of faith in Christ, but were also warned that they must continue to walk in Christ. While we serve Christ, there is always the danger that we might be drawn away from Christ. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. Belief can become unbelief, and faithfulness can become unfaithfulness. The Christian life calls for a continuance of our faith and loyalty to our Lord Jesus Christ. The church in Colossae was to continue to walk in Christ as they had received Christ. The church is to be established in the faith, rooted and grounded in Christ, while we continually give thanks unto Christ. We must have a faith that cannot be shaken and moved. That ye henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in Him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4:14-15. The dangers which face all who walk in Christ are philosophy and vain deceit, the traditions of men and worldly influence. These are avenues that we can walk rather than walking in Christ. These are devices of the devil, which we are warned can spoil our faith and turn us from Christ. We must not follow anything that is not after Christ. Our faith in Christ must not be overcome by the temporal elements of time. Always and continually, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Ephesians 4:1. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.